This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden has promised that the United States will stand with its European allies against Russia ahead of the president's first face-to-face meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. President Biden is set to leave Wednesday for Europe, where he will attend summits of both G7 and NATO, as well as hold a meeting with Putin in Geneva on June 16th. The summit comes amid the biggest crisis in ties between the two countries in years. There are tensions over hacking allegations, human rights, and claims of election meddling. In an op-ed for The Washington Post published Saturday, Biden promised to shore up Washington's democratic alliances in the face of multiple crises and mounting threats from Moscow and Beijing. Since taking office in January, Biden has ramped up pressure on the Kremlin. His comments likening Putin to a killer were met with fierce criticism in Moscow. But both leaders have expressed hopes that relations can improve. Putin said Friday he expects a positive result from the talks. The U.S. peace envoy to Afghanistan, Zalmay Khalilzad, along with a high-level delegation, met Sunday with leaders in Kabul to discuss bilateral cooperation after U.S. and coalition troops leave Afghanistan by a September 11th deadline. The discussions come as Taliban insurgents have intensified battlefield attacks against government forces, capturing 9 Afghan districts, including 6 in the past week since the foreign military withdrawal began a month ago. Hundreds of combatants on both sides and Afghan civilians have also been killed. A spokesman for the Afghan president said Sunday the talks with Khalilzad's team focused on 3 sectors: defense, economy, and humanitarian assistance. From Washington, this is VOA News. Angela Merkel's conservatives scored a convincing win in a German state election on Sunday, apparently holding off a threat from a far-right party in the final regional poll before the first election in 16 years not to feature the veteran Angela Merkel. Merkel's party won about 35% of the vote, exit polls show, with the anti-immigration party around 23%. Pollsters had foreseen a neck-and-neck race, with one survey from the Bild Daily even predicting the far-right party would win a state poll for the first time. The vote was just one of Germany's smallest states, with a population of just 2.2 million. But Sunday's clear victory gives the conservatives and their new leader, Armin Laschet, a big boost in the run-up to Germany's national election, which is scheduled for September 26th. Meghan, Britain's Duchess of Sussex, has given birth to her second child, a baby girl whom she and husband Prince Harry have named after Queen Elizabeth and Harry's late mother, Princess Diana. Lilibet Diana Mountbatten Windsor was born on Friday at the Santa Barbara Cottage Hospital in California. Harry was in attendance. The birth followed a tumultuous year for the couple, who have stepped down from royal duties and moved to the United States to live more independent lives. Their press secretary says both mother and baby are doing well and are back at home. Mexicans headed to the polls Sunday to vote for a new lower house of Congress, state governors, and local lawmakers. The race is seen as a referendum on President Andrés Manuel López Obrador's policies and efforts to shake up Mexico's institutions. All 500 seats in the lower house, 15 state governorships, and thousands of local leadership positions are up for grabs, with some 93.5 million Mexicans eligible to vote. British Health Minister Matt Hancock said Sunday it's too early to say whether the government will stick to its plan to fully lift COVID-19 lockdown restrictions in Britain on June 21st. Hancock told Sky News there's been very significant impact from the Delta variant of COVID-19, which was first detected in India over the past month. It is now the dominant strain in the country, according to official estimates. He pointed to a renewed rise in COVID-19 cases, but said he's been reassured by the broadly flat rate of hospitalizations and deaths as officials consider plans to end the lockdown. Hancock says it's important people receive both doses of vaccine, as the data showed this could protect effectively against the Delta variant. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.